Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Jana and Nick, and the ride for Roswell is coming up on Saturday. Our team captain, Nick, is ready to ride. Are you? You can join the fun, rideforroswell.org. Very important for so many people. On the phone right now, Alyssa Vogelsang. Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
Hi, Jana and Nick. How are you?
We're doing great. We're excited that you're on this morning. Alyssa, you're doing the ride for Roswell?
I am doing the ride for Roswell. I'm very excited. It's a big week.
Space on Seneca is your team name. Tell me about your team.
Yes. My team is amazing. It is a group of yogis. So our yoga studio is Space on Seneca. And we have our community that has come together and raised over $40,000 so far. And we're still going. We're hoping to get even more by ride day. So we're very excited about that.
I love that your yoga group also has a book club that you run. What are you reading?
Yes, we actually just met last night. We read Broken Country, which is a newer book. It came out a couple months ago, and then we'll vote on what we're going to read next for July.
Excellent. So you've found a lot of people that you like to spend time with. Why is the Ride for Roswell important to you, Alyssa?
Well, I'm a patient at Roswell, so I've had cancer actually for the last 10 plus years. I have metastatic triple negative breast cancer, and just this past December, my cancer progressed to my lungs and then my liver. So I'm back undergoing weekly chemo treatments at Roswell Park. And for me, I mean, I think so many of us in Western New York would agree. I'm just feel so lucky that we have such a world-class cancer center right here in our backyard. So the ride has always been close to my heart, but it's extra important for me this year because those research dollars that we're raising, are going to hopefully fund future treatments that I'll be able to use down the line and make an impact in keeping me alive.
Yeah. For people that are going for the first time, what do they need to know about this event? It's an emotional event. I mean, this is more than just a bike ride. This is really about celebrating our community coming together. What does it mean to you? And what do you want to tell first time riders?
Sure. Yeah. I think you hit it on the head, Nick. It's a super emotional event. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a single one of us out there that hasn't been touched by cancer in some way. So whether you're a patient yourself, a survivor, in the medical community, or you know somebody, it's truly such an important event because not only are we raising funds that are going to go towards cancer research and come up with, better medicines and cures that we can all hopefully use someday. But it's really a weekend of celebration and hope and, coming together. Like just for me personally, the fact that I have all these amazing people, I mean, I have family members, my husband's going to ride, all my yoga group. I have friends coming in from out of town and just everybody rallying together to show that, their support and we're there. And yes, it's hard that we're facing this terrible disease, but it's also a weekend full of hope too.
So just to reiterate why we love the ride so much, in March, you get the news that the cancer's back, but you're given hope because there is a clinical trial at Roswell. The money raised in the ride for Roswell goes towards those new clinical trials that could save your life or anybody going through a cancer diagnosis that's not responding to traditional treatments. A new clinical trial could be the cure for them.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, exactly. I mean, because my cancer is metastatic, that means that it has spread from the breast. It's in other organs of my body, which essentially means it's stage four. So that's scary. However, the cancer landscape is constantly changing. You know, it's because of events like the Ride for Roswell and all of the incredible research at Roswell that there are constantly new treatments available and medications out there and more targeted therapies versus just the traditional chemotherapies, which for me is the most exciting part about all of this.
Of course.
That's the part that really gives me the most hope, that and my amazing support system.
So Alyssa, your team, Space on Seneca, like every team that's doing the ride, is raising money. How can people donate to your team? Somebody listening right now that wants to give you a little boost in donation dollars, how do they do that?
They can go to Ride for Roswell. You can search Space on Seneca. You can search my name, Alyssa Vogelsang, and give us a donation. That would be greatly appreciated. But anybody doing the ride at all, even if you're listening now, they have all different types of routes. You know, I have friends that are doing the 65 mile, but I have people that I think are doing, you know, a 5 or 10 mile. So it's not too late. If people want to ride, all of the money goes towards Roswell Park directly. So it's a really amazing event and an amazing cause. And if you don't want to ride, you can donate, but there's certainly still time if people want to ride.
Yeah, what you bring up the fact there's a shorter course for people that think it's Tour de France. It's not that. It's not an endurance race. Get on a bike, have some fun.
Yeah, and it's really, really supportive throughout. I mean, the whole event itself is so well run. The team at Roswell does such an amazing job. There's people cheering you on throughout the ride. There's rest stops, you know. Water and peanut butter and jelly and all kinds of signs, like really helping you see the impact of what you're getting out there and riding on the bike and fundraising is going to. So they help you get through it, that's for sure.
I should have started with namaste, but I didn't. I apologize for that.
Thank you.
Yes. What are your girls wearing? What's the team t-shirt?
The team is wearing our Space on Seneca logo, and it's navy blue. That's one of the colors of our
love that.
Of our logo. Yeah,
love that. So well, we're sending.
If you see us around, we'll. I don't know if we'll be doing yoga right in our tent, but there'll be a yoga class the next day for those that need to stretch out those legs after the ride.
I love everything about that. Sending you some healing thoughts and prayers, and thank you for sharing your story, and hopefully that helps us raise a little bit more money in the Ride for Roswell. Thanks, Alyssa.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thanks for having me on.
It's KISS 98.5.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.